open work session. We'll start with House Bill 5583A, Representative Richardson.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Senate Bill 5583 is the budget bill for the district attorneys and their deputies. 36 district attorneys are state employees who are locally elected in each county. The subcommittee approved a budget for this agency of $8,853,716 general funds. This bill is similar to House Bill 5120, which passed the House on June 2nd and included the $489,000 change to the compensation structure for the district attorneys. The current four-tier compensation structure for the district attorneys is altered by moving four DAs into the top tier and collapsing the second and third tiers into a single tier. Overall, 20 of the 36 DAs will have their salaries increased. The major difference from the budget passed by the House is the elimination of funding for the deputy district attorneys. And I, without huge enthusiasm, move Senate Bill 5583A be passed and reported out to pass.
Representative Richardson, with huge enthusiasm, recommends the bill reported out do pass. Discussion.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Krupp.
Thank you. Just a note to put on the public record, I think that in the future we're clearly going to have to address the issues of the increasing workload that we, the legislature, are asking of our DAs. And I hope that in the future we'll have the revenue sources to be able to help them in that regard. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Mark.
I'm not going to be a no in committee, but I may be a no on the floor.
Okay. Objections? Without objections, ordered. Senate Bill 5614A, Military Department. Representative Wisnett.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 5614A is the budget bill for the Oregon Military Department. The bill is identical to House Bill 5124A that was passed by the House on June the 8th, 2005. I move Senate Bill 5614A be reported out, do pass.
Representative Wisnett recommends the bill be reported out, do pass. Discussion? Objections? Without objections, ordered. House Bill 2285A relating to administrative procedure. Representative Smith.
Thank you, Chair Scott. House Bill 2285A was referred to the Special Committee on Budget from the House floor for a discussion of the potential fiscal impact. The bill requires health professional licensing boards to disclose information obtained in the investigation of the complaint to a licensee who has received a disciplinary action notice as a result of the investigation. The bill excludes from disclosure privileged or confidential information, information that identifies the complainant, or any person that provided information who will not be provided testimony at a hearing, and reports of expert witnesses. Legal costs associated with compliant investigations are expected to increase as a result of this bill. The primary cost driver is an increase in Department of Justice services to redact information not subject to disclosure. As many as 20 agencies will be affected. The fiscal impact will vary by agency and will depend on the number of disclosure requests, the number of increased hours for DOJ services, and the billing rate for those services. Based on the number of licensees, the fiscal impact for the majority of the agencies is likely to be less than $20,000. The Subcommittee on Human Services and Public Safety recommends House Bill 2285A be reported out, do pass.
Representative Smith recommends the bill be reported out, do pass. Discussion? Representative March.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. There seems to be a lot of disagreement over the impact of this on a policy note. I'm not going to oppose it here in Budget Committee, but I think it needs a little more work on the Senate side.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Krupp.
Thank you. I also have had my staff analyzing this bill, and I do have some questions about it. I'll be happy to give a courtesy vote out of committee. I'm still not convinced that this is the proper direction. I'm hoping to learn more about it and make a better decision on the floor. Thank you.
Great. Representative Schaffler.
I'm going to be objecting today, but I reserve my right to vote yes anywhere else.
Oh, okay. Objections?
Oh, okay.
With with noted objection of Representative Shopler that may change his mind at any time. Motion carries. House Bill 2313A relating to sentencing. Representative Wisnett.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 2313A modifies crimes of personal felony, unlawful use of a weapon, and felon in possession of firearm by adding participation in criminal street gang as a sentence enhancement factor. Convictions under this measure would receive 24 additional months above the presumptive prison sentence, or require 24-month prison sentence where the presumptive sentence is probation. The measure would apply to offenses committed on or after January 1, 2006. The Subcommittee on Human Services and Public Safety considered the physical impact of this measure. The Department of Corrections would need to appear before the Legislative Emergency Board and request authorization to transfer community corrections savings generated by this measure to the Department's Institutional Operations Program. Such a transfer would occur as part of the normal rebalance request. The Department will be required to manage the measure's remaining costs within its approved budget. The Subcommittee recommends House Bill 2313A be reported out due pass.
Representative Wisnett recommends the bill be reported out due pass. Discussion? Representative Hanna.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was a no vote on this in committee, and I've had time to discuss it with law enforcement personnel in our community, and they are enthusiastically for this piece. So I'll probably be in support of the bill.
Thank you. Representative March.
I will be objecting to this bill. I think we ought to enforce the existing gun and criminal laws that are on the books and don't need new ones. And this one's obviously an expensive proposition in the future. So with that, I'll state my objection.
Objections in addition to Representative March. Let the record reflect Representative March.
I also object.
Additionally, Representative Hansen objects. House Bill 2601 relating to state financial administration. Representative Smith.
Thank you, Chair Scott. Colleagues, it's with great pleasure I bring forward House Bill 2601. This bill provides $100,000 of lottery funds, which, as you know, are partially constitutionally dedicated to economic development. These $100,000 are going to be used towards the construction of a center for the arts in the city of Gresham. A great deal of testimony was provided on the cultural, social, and economic benefits that a center for the arts will provide to the city of Gresham and the greater Portland metro area, and might I add, the entire state of Oregon. Your subcommittee is supportive of such endeavors. The original bill sought $1 million of general fund for the center. However, your subcommittee amended the bill to provide $100,000 of lottery funds that is in the House budget plan. The General Government and Transportation and Economic Development Subcommittee recommends House Bill 2601 be amended and reported out due pass as amended. And I might add that this bill has strong bipartisan support.
Thank you. Representative Smith recommends the bill be reported out due pass with the -2 amendments. Discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Shoffler.
I gladly support the Art Center in Gresham. And I wish we had an amendment to this supporting a railroad siding in Troutdale as well. Thank you very much.
Additional discussion? Objections? Without objection, so ordered. Senate Bill 311B relating to required medical exams for workers' compensation claims. Representative Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Senate Bill 311B requires the Director of the Department of Consumer and Business Services to adopt rules regulating medical exams and workers' compensation claims and creates a program to certify physicians performing required independent medical exams. This expense is funded out of the workers' comp assessment. The Senate Budget Committee amended the bill to add an other funds expenditure limitation of $525,000 and to establish 7 positions and 4.63 FTE in the department to implement the provisions of the bill. The House Committee on State and Federal Affairs referred the bill to the Budget Committee with a due pass recommendation. This bill is very important to both business and labor. The General Government, Transportation, and Economic Development Subcommittee recommends that Senate Bill 311 be reported out due pass.
Representative Smith recommends the bill be reported out due pass. Discussion? Objections? That objection is ordered. Senate Bill 480B, Representative Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 480B would direct the Department of Revenue to develop and administer a general tax amnesty program for personal income tax payers. Please note, colleagues, that this includes sole proprietors, partnerships, and those members of limited liability companies. The tax amnesty program would be conducted between July 1st, 06 and September 06 and would waive penalties for those who participate in the program. It would impose a 25% post-amnesty period penalty for those taxpayers who were eligible and who did not participate. The amended bill would exclude that portion of the Biengross bill dealing with limited transactions in the Voluntary Compliance Initiative and would add a $625,000 appropriation to the Department of Revenue to carry out the tasks required by the bill. The bill, as amended, is expected to increase general fund revenues by $10 million in 05-07. Colleagues, this is a great business bill for small business and for those folks who are looking to get on the right track with the Department of Revenue. The subcommittee recommends that Senate Bill 480 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Representative Smith recommends the bill be reported out due pass with the B-16 amendments. Discussion? Objections? Without objections, to order. Senate Bill 1084, relating to public commission on the Oregon Legislature. Representative Krupp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This measure creates a 30-member public commission on the Oregon Legislature. The commission is required to review and make recommendations on all aspects of the legislative branch, including the timing, frequency, and the length of legislative sessions, legislative procedures, and the adequacy of legislative facilities and staff. The commission is to prepare a report for the emergency board and may draft the pre-session file legislation. The measure directs that the Legislative Administration Committee and the Legislative Assembly provide staff support. Passage of this measure will require that the position authority for one of the two limited duration positions created at the January 7, 2005 emergency board meeting be extended into the 2005 and 7 biennium. The committee assistant position would be established for 18 months. The committee administrator position would be staffed with an existing staff person in Legislative Administrative Committee services. The funding for committee assistant and the activities of the commission is addressed in both the House and Senate budget plans for the Legislative Assembly. The House General Government and Transportation and Economic Development Subcommittee unanimously recommends this bill be reported out due pass.
Representative Krupp recommends the bill be reported out due pass. Discussion? Excuse me, Representative Boone.
I suppose I should declare a potential conflict of interest because I've been named to the commission.
Okay, thank you. Objections? Without objections, so ordered. That concludes the agenda. We'll close the work session and we will adjourn. Committee.